Hello there, and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. I'm so happy that you're here and want to congratulate and thank you for saying yes to attracting the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy because I don't want you to just get a guy, but rather I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. And I'm very passionate about helping single women who want to meet and attract your Mr. Right because of my own journey of meeting and attracting my Mr. Right and becoming an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I want to assure you that you're in the right place if you are finally ready to meet and attract the right guy for you. This virtual gathering is designed to help you see what is really possible, to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to support you on your journey to your right guy. And I'm thrilled to tell you that I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give you some of their very best wisdom, advice, and guidance to help you meet and attract your own right guy. I'm thrilled and honored to interview our guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and free yourself from all distractions. It's my privilege to introduce and interview our wonderful guest, Kara O. Kara, I want to welcome you.
Well, it's very nice to be part of this, and I love what you're putting together, partly because getting ready means kind of stepping up and not just expecting Mr. Right to show up for no real reason. You know, getting ready is so important. I love that you're doing this.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for your support and for joining us today. I know that the women on the call are going to benefit greatly from your wisdom, Kara. So just a little more about Kara before we get started. For over 20 years, Kara O, author, international love coach, workshop and seminar leader, speaker, and sometimes stand-up comedian, has been helping women prepare themselves for love. As a transformational coach, she discovered that every woman has the capacity to manifest soul-satisfying love. The problem is that there are blocks and barriers that keep that love from fully blossoming. Depending on the kind of blocks that a woman has, she will be invisible, repellent, or neutral to men. Those blocks keep a woman's light from shining, and it's her inner light that causes a man to fall in love. Through Kara's programs, women are guided to remove the blocks and barriers so their essence, the source of that light, can become a beacon for love, with men drawn to them as if by magic. When a woman knows how to let her light shine, it's not uncommon for a man to say, "I've never met a woman like you before." That's the magic that causes a man to be mesmerized by this kind of woman, unable to stop thinking about her, with a deep need to get to know her better. Without this initial stage, real love, the kind that makes your heart sing, never has a chance. As a well-known national celebrity who specializes in relationship advice told Kara recently, "I never believed in soulmates until I met you and Stephen. Now I do." That's the kind of love that Kara teaches women to manifest. So I love the work you're doing in the world too, Kara. That's very inspiring.
Thank you.
And Kara's going to be presenting to us today on the topic of five essentials for winning a man's heart forever. And before we get into that, I wondered, Kara, if you would be willing to share with our listeners a little bit more about you and about your journey and how you came to do this kind of work in the world.
Well, try to keep it real short. I was married for 29 years, and it was a good marriage, but there was a point where he decided, from the advice of someone, that our marriage would be better if we decided to have an open marriage, and I just couldn't get okay with that. So
yeah.
I walked away, and kind of really, after being married since I was 19, discovered who I really was. And when I came back to Santa Barbara, I had kind of gone away to Bali for, that was 20 years ago, so it had nothing to do with whatever that book is, where she went off to Bali.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, everyone says, oh, you did her thing. No, no, she did my thing. But
yeah, she did your thing.
I kind of, you know, part of discovering myself was discovering men. And when I came back to Santa Barbara, I started teaching a workshop that was called Embracing Our Sensual Selves. And Bali is where you can really, it's all about sensuality, you know, our senses. And I had a panel of men that came on in the afternoons. And basically, their job was to answer any question a woman had ever wanted to ask a guy. And this is not your normal thing that guys do. So I interviewed them, and they were teaching me things about themselves that I knew that women didn't know and needed to. Mm. So that inspired me to write my first book, which was Men Made Easy. And that kind of put me on this relationship thing. I was just doing personal growth transformational workshops before that. And that's still at the heart of what I teach, is transforming from the inside out and, you know, getting that light to shine. So, you know, now I've manifested the most beautiful man. I'm 65. Most people don't know that. They, you know, they assume I'm about, usually they guess that I'm in my late 40s. And he's 42.
Wow.
And we have had the most amazing 3 years living together, and this person I mentioned, the celebrity, she said, I didn't believe in soulmates. I really didn't. And she, you know, she's kind of, that's not her thing, the airy-fairy magical stuff. She says, now I do, after watching you and Stephen. So, you know, the reason I bring that up and my age is, you know, you said you were a first-time bride, I think at 43.
Right.
It can happen at any age. And here, I mean, I have, this is beyond even what I thought was possible. So here I am at 65, and I didn't let his age, he happens to be a black man, I didn't let any of that stuff, like all these differences, get in the way of me just being open to this beautiful man. So, you know, it's all there. It's possible. And I think it's a good idea to know that it doesn't have to happen for us to be happy. You know, because otherwise we kind of stay sad about not being with someone.
Right.
But that's when we're most likely to attract someone, is when we realize, my life is good, it's okay. And if I meet someone, that's the icing on top of my already really tasty cake.
Right. Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit more about you and your journey. And I'm wondering if you can share, what are the primary reasons that cause a woman to have difficulty finding that special man?
Well, after coaching women for, you know, the last 20 years, one thing that I have been able to see over and over again is that women really don't have a clear idea about what they're looking for.
Mm.
I was involved with a matchmaking service in Los Angeles, great big one, and my girlfriend ended up being a salesperson for them. And she said when she'd interview the women, she would ask them what they were looking for, and they had just sort of these nebulous ideas about what they wanted. And a lot of it had to do with, well, he's 6 feet tall and he has hair and, you know,
right.
that really aren't important. So it's essential to get clear on what you're looking for. So that's one thing. And then the other is, as you mentioned, you know, in my little bio, that a woman, if her essence is dimmed, her inner light, that is going to get in the way of being able to attract a man. I mean, that inner light is like, you know, the hummingbird to a flower. You know, it's the nectar that men are seeking, and they don't know they are. This is very unconscious. But when a woman's inner light is dimmed, her essence is dimmed, she's not going to be able to be attractive to a man. As in attractive, mm-hmm. meaning the magnetic pull. She's not going to be able to, you know, attract men in that way. And then the third thing is a lot of what goes on for everyone, but especially with women who are looking for a man and they date and they can't figure out why it doesn't go anywhere, is there's a lot of unconscious reactions and responses that go on beneath the surface. And it's they don't have any idea why sometimes they might be doing just one thing over and over, because it's an unconscious habit that causes men to not want to continue to, you know, see them. Or even if they're, you know, at a party and they have a conversation and there's those little reactions, men go, oh, okay, next. And so that's a big part of it. Those three things, not knowing what you're looking for, having, you know, your essence dimmed, your inner light, and then reacting and responding in unconscious ways that end up being a turnoff. So those are the primary things that I've noticed.
Thank you for sharing those. And if you don't mind, I'd like to look at each one of those perhaps a little bit more closely. So tell us specifically a little more about what you mean when you say that a woman doesn't know, that women don't know what they're looking for. So I know you mentioned, you know, maybe they're focused on physical traits or that kind of thing. But tell us a little more about what you think about that.
Well, I think part of the reason a woman should get clarity on what she's looking for is it's kind of like if you decide to buy or sell a house,
right.
All of a sudden, everywhere you look, there's a for sale sign in front of a house.
Right.
Or maybe you decide to buy or sell a car and you want to do it yourself. And you didn't realize how many people had little for sale signs in their car window, you know? And so it's the same way. When a woman gets real clear on what she's looking for, then she's much more likely to notice him. And I do believe that there is, you know, we respond to each other's energy at an unconscious level. I mean, clearly, we all know this. There's some people that just, they walk in the room and their energy is dark and the whole room can be, it's just like, ew, it can
right.
change everything. So when a woman has clarity about what she's looking for, a man is going to be a little more tuned in to that, and more important, she's going to be tuned in to the right guy. And I don't mean, you know, yeah, we need to be physically attracted, although women can become physically attracted to a man that at first she didn't like, and that happens. Maybe a guy that's got a little bit of a punch, he's not as tall as she'd like, maybe he's bald or balding, and those are all typically not things she's looking for, but then, you know, she's given him a little bit of a chance, and then all of a sudden they're out on a walk and some old lady drops stuff or a little kid falls down and he gets down and helps this person. And all of a sudden, in the way he acts with this person, her heart just melts. Like, oh, my God, he's such a good guy. And all of a sudden, he becomes attractive. This happens all the time. That's why I think women should stay open if he's even a little bit attractive. But more than the physical, it's important to know what kind of man, what kind of qualities he has as a person. And we all, you know, we know about those. But how does he live his life? What's important to him? What's the lifestyle you want? All those things the more specific a woman is, it's not like she's narrowing the field. It's more that she's kind of separating those out that really aren't going to fit. I mean, if she's a city girl, like really city girl, and he's a farmer, that's probably not going to work. So, you know, if she wants a city guy, then she needs to be clear on that. And, you know, just the lifestyle, what kinds of vacations. I know one of the things on my list was an adventuresome eater. But that's not just about food. It's about trying new things. And I was involved with someone who he was pretty rigid. And I realized that, you know, this is part of, he was especially picky about food. And just afraid to try new things, had to really, you know, so that kind of clarity about what you're looking for just allows you to just kind of tune in to just the guys that are going to fit. And that can be a lot of guys. It's kind of like when you're deciding to write a book. What's your niche? Who do you want to talk to? Okay, it's 40-year-old and up women who are single, been married once, and have two kids. I mean, and then you can write really clear information for that woman. It's the same way. The more clear you are about the guy you want, the more likely it is that you're going to notice him when you start to have a conversation with him, and your energy will be tuned right in. He'll feel that. He'll feel that. So that's basically the first essential is for winning a man's heart is knowing what you're looking for. It makes all the difference. Otherwise, you're just kind of flopping around. And
if we come back to the, you know, if we come back to the house or car analogy that you were speaking of there, you know, if you have, if you're going to buy a house or you're going to buy a car, you're going to have some idea, you're going to have some clarity about what your vision is of what you would like to have in that house and that car. And, you know, that helps you weed out what might not be a fit in terms of, you know, your preferences and those kinds of things. And it's, I think that, you know, by having this clarity that you're speaking about, it helps, it would help you to recognize the right guy when he came along and, as you said, help you filter out those that may not be the best fit for you. So that makes
right.
a lot of sense, what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. And even if maybe a woman is really into the arts, well, okay, if you get clear on that you want a man who shares that interest, that passion, okay, then if you want to meet men, then go to museum events and, you know, art openings and whatever, go to the symphony, whatever those interests are, so that you get more, I mean, it just makes more sense. The more you know what you're looking for in these finer details, the more you're going to be able to go out and find that guy.
Right. Right. So let's talk a little bit more about the light of their essence, as how you put it. So what does the light of a woman's essence being dimmed have to do with finding a man? I love that. I love that imagery, by the way. I think that's really beautiful.
Well, I think, I mean, I know, actually, from interviewing hundreds and hundreds of men over the last 10 years that this is the truth. That's what they're attracted to. I mean, no, that's let's back up. They we all know men are visual,
right?
That's and women don't necessarily like that. And I've had many women say, well, you know, I'm overweight, but when he meets me, he'll see what a wonderful person I am. No, it doesn't work that way. A man has to be physically attracted to a woman because he needs to be able to get it up. I mean, that's pure and simple. That's just biology. But that doesn't mean that all men want skinny women. Most men don't, actually. You just need to be attractive in a way that you feel good about yourself. If there are things that you don't feel good about, and I don't mean, you know, those things that are really kind of just insecurities. But
right.
if you know you're 30 pounds overweight, then your energy is not going to shine as bright. So do what you need to do, and don't expect a guy to look past your physical. So that's, you know, I just wanted to say that men are, they are visual, and you can't get around that. And it doesn't mean that you're not attractive. You're just not attractive to him. You know, some men kind of get locked into, you know, breasts and butts and legs or whatever their body parts are.
Right.
Or, you know, got to have long blonde hair. Well, that's, you know, you don't want that kind of a guy that's that narrow in what he's looking for anyway. Mostly men are attracted to an attractive, happy, healthy woman. So, you know, that's the physical part. But that's what gets their attention, the physical. But what keeps their attention, and more important, what causes them to fall in love and want to stay with a woman forever, is that inner light. It's, I mean, a woman is either invisible, repellent, neutral or attractive in her energy. And the attraction is on a, you know, it's on a continuum, so that can go all the way. And I think we're all a work in progress, and we can continue to become more and more beautiful in how we are and how our light shines. And the more attractive a woman is in that way, the more beautiful she shines, the more men she's going to have attracted to her. And, you know, we love choices because, you know, sometimes if it's been difficult and you finally meet a man who wants to continue to see you, you don't want to just settle just because he's the only guy that's shown up. So that's another reason to really, really work on, you know, getting that light to shine. So the second essential is that a woman's essence needs to shine. And I can talk more about, you know, what causes that, but I think we should keep going because I could go on forever just on that one alone.
Yeah, and well, and I love that concept, Kara. I mean, I'm sure you could say so much more about that, but I think that is so essential because certainly, you know, the energy and the, you know, who a woman is being and how she feels inside, you know, as much as we might think we can hide that sometimes, you know, it really does come through, you know, where we're at inside as we interact with other people, and particularly, you know, perhaps in a more intimate relationship when it comes to attracting a man, someone to be a romantic partner with us, you know, it's hard to hide those things if, you know, we're not feeling good inside or we're not feeling comfortable about who we are. And I think this is such a important area, and I'm sure, like you say, we could talk about it all day.
Yeah. Well, you know, it boils down to a woman's level of self-love. That's it. And
right.
That's easier said than, you know, done. I mean, oh, love yourself. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, let's start loving ourselves. Well, it doesn't happen like that. So, anyway, it's a big topic. It's an important topic. And it has to do, actually, with the overall quality of a woman's life. It's that
Absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely.
Regardless of her relationship status.
Right. So how does reacting and responding unconsciously impact a woman's ability to manifest the relationship she desires?
Well, the first two essentials have to do with attracting a good man so she can begin to form a relationship.
Right.
But those unconscious reactions and responses that we have to situations and particularly to people can be the thing that keeps her from being able to create a relationship. I mean, it's one thing to meet a guy, but then you start dating and he's attracted and you're all on your best behavior. But then things come up, he does something and she reacts in a certain way. And it may be the way she's always reacted and hasn't even given a second thought.
Mm.
And it ends up being enough of a thing that the guy says, I don't want to be in a relationship with this woman. So I think it's important. I look at this as one of the essentials, is a woman needs to learn what her unconscious triggers are and then replace them with what I call heart-based responses. Because when we have these triggers that set us off, that push our buttons, those are not heart-based. Those are ego. Those are fear. And, you know, anytime we're around someone who's in fearful, maybe self-conscious or insecure, it doesn't feel good. We're kind of put off by that. So it kind of goes back to, you know, loving yourself enough to figure out what's going on. And then, I mean, one of the best questions, once you start noticing, oh, I just got triggered by something. This is kind of an overreaction. Then you ask yourself, why? Why did I react that way? And that's when we start really understanding ourselves. That's why transformation is what I focus on more than relationships. It's about that all the work that's required to fall in love with oneself. And it is work, but it's the most, for me, the most fascinating journey that anyone can take is to start that self-exploration, figuring out why do we react and respond the way we do. And there's something that's real important to know. You can't just get rid of something. You have to replace it. Like if you say, I want to lose 30 pounds, that isn't going to be enough. You need to be clear about why you want, so that the motivation is there. If you decide, I don't want to scream at him anymore, well, you have to, that's not enough, because when that reaction comes in, you need to already have in place, okay, the next time I start to react that way, I'm going to do this new thing. And the new thing should always be, what is the heart-based, the loving way to respond this way? Even if they're maybe being rude, how can you turn it around so that it ends up being a loving conversation, that you're able to communicate what didn't work for you, what caused you to be upset, what hurt your feelings? If it's heart-based, then real communication happens. But if we're overreacting, what we call overreacting, and responding to people and situations, we end up with no communication because the other person is defensive, or, you know, sometimes we don't speak up. That's
right.
One of my, you know, I've had to work hard on that one over the years, is to speak up. But if we don't speak up, resentment comes in. And from what I've been able to see and observing couples over the years, is resentment is the greatest killer of love. And it comes from not speaking up, or speaking up in the wrong way. So that's why this is an essential, is to learn what the unconscious triggers are and then replace them with new heart-based responses. And then when a woman is able to do this, not only can she create a relationship, the more she understands who she is and the more she loves herself, the more she is likely to create a relationship that's nothing like she's ever experienced before. Like what I'm experiencing today. I mean, I've known what was possible. This is beyond what I thought was possible. And it has to do with some things I did over the last, even getting, you know, going through the learning process of realizing the man I was involved with before was not the right man for me. He's a lovely man, and we're still friends. And Stephen and I have had him and his girlfriend over for dinner. But he wasn't the right guy for me. And I learned a lot through that. And that made me more ready for what I've got now. So we're all, you know, work in progress. And as we evolve into loving ourselves more and more and being in choice, because when we're reacting from unconscious, we're not in choice. It's those old triggers, those needs to feel safe that are running the show, and that's not how you create a real deep, toe-curling, you know, heart-singing kind of relationship, which is what, you know, you and I want for women. Because
right.
We're enjoying that. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. It's an amazing gift and a beautiful blessing. And yes, you and I share that, you know, passion and desire for wanting other women to be able to find, you know, what would make their heart sing in terms of a relationship. And, you know, that's the whole reason we do what we do and have been doing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's the motivation.
So, Kara, you've been, you know, sharing these very important first three things, and you've described at least in part, but I wonder if you have more you'd like to say on how a woman would use these things to prepare herself for finding a partner and creating the kind of relationship she desires.
Yeah, I think that's kind of goes back to what I was saying when you were, you know, introducing yourself, that it and the whole topic of this telesummit is preparing. It really is about being proactive. And a lot of times women think preparing means maybe to get a new makeup, a new hairdo, and maybe some new clothes, and maybe getting some help with their online profile. Or that's not what you and I are talking about preparing. It's really preparing. It's preparing your heart to be open and available for love. Mm-hmm. And not just receive it, but to give it. There's an art to that. And to be able to, you know, really manifest the kind of relationship we're talking about, preparation is required. So, I mean, when a woman can sit down and be very clear. I took a workshop years ago, and one of the things they suggested doing and was to write everything you ever wanted in a guy. Write it all down. If you want cowboy boots, write it down. I mean, everything you can think of. And once you finally kind of have exhausted all the possibilities, then you kind of figure out what are the 5 to 8 things you absolutely have to have when you meet this guy. That was one thing I thought was really fascinating. And I, you know, I mean, I always think of, I'm the grandma for everybody. I would require that you have a man that has integrity, you know, and that you can respect. Those are not kind of the, oh, so those are so wonderful. Those are serious.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, it's like you have no foundation. You're building something on sand. And you know right away, it fascinates me how often I coach women and, you know, the thing blew up in their face. The relationship blew up in their face early on or later on. But I'll ask them, were you kind of aware at some level that there was maybe a potential problem here? Was there a red flag that you ignored?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much every time they've told me, yeah, I just sort of hoped it would get better. When you meet a guy, it's he's putting his best foot forward. If there's a red flag at that point, pay attention, and preparing to figure out, you know, by preparing is what I mean is figure out who you're looking for. As a man, the quality of the man that you want to be with, and then start looking at lifestyle and, you know, yeah, you know, there money is nice. It's not essential as long as the basics are being taken care of and you respect him. If he's somebody who's kind of slovenly and doesn't really put much effort into living a good life, well, how can you respect that? Yeah, maybe he's really attractive and he's fun and he's a great lover. But at the end of the day, you need to be able to respect the guy because all that fluffy stuff wears out. I mean, mm-hmm. We end up, all the, you know, the sparkles and the fireworks, they die down, thankfully, because nobody gets anything done.
Right.
You know, I remember when I first met Stephen, I had an assistant. I was neglecting my work, and my assistant, she said, put him down.
Put him down.
And at that point, we kind of are able to do that. But, I mean, getting clear on what you're looking for is really important. And first and foremost, what's that man all about as a person?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be proud to introduce him to all your family and friends? I mean, really proud on every level. And then start looking at, you know, the finer details of what it is you're looking for. And, I mean, as far as essence, you know, your inner light, it means develop just awesome, off-the-charts self-love. The more you have that, the more attractive you will be to not just men, but to everyone. And it will impact the quality of your life like nothing else. I used to be painfully insecure, painfully. And I put up a good front. You know, I was very social. My first husband and I had a lot of money, and we, you know, doing all the really cool things. But later, when I started doing this work on myself, that was 40 years ago, I had a couple of friends that told me that I was a bit off-putting. They thought I was a snob. And it was just fear. All that was fear. And you can't really love yourself if insecurity is running the show. It's clear and obvious. So as I, you know, started working through those things and going on this adventure of self-exploration and transformation, then I became, you know, more and more attractive as just a person in general. And I wasn't before. So I think it's really important to kind of start working on that self-love. It's a big deal. It's an ongoing, lifelong journey. But once you step on that journey, it's like, okay, it's too fascinating not to do that. And then I think it's real important that a woman start paying attention to her triggers. And it's not necessarily the one that happened right now or yesterday. We can look back in our old previous relationships. What were the things that caused either to be upset, to cause an argument, to cause you to shut down, to cause resentment or eventual loathing? You know, resentment will eventually turn into loathing if we don't speak up. And that means I can't stand to have his hand on me in any way. That's when it's done. That's when the relationship is done. But we can figure out what our triggers are, and then the question to ask. And I just love the question, why? About anything, you know, you want those new shoes. Why? And all of a sudden you realize, oh, it's just because, you know, and you realize I was going to go and put it on a credit card and go into debt to get a couple pair of shoes. That's crazy. So you ask why you had those triggers and then figure out, okay, so that's the way I used to respond when that happened. How can I replace it with a heart-based, more loving response? And that doesn't mean that it's okay that someone was disrespectful or mean to you. Not at all. It's about being able to communicate your needs effectively. And as long as we're heart-based and are able to figure out, okay, how can I tell him that what he was doing really was hurtful in a way that he can hear it so that we can fix the problem, then when you do it heart-based, he'll stay open to hearing and listening and then wanting to fix it. You want a guy to want to hear what you have to say. And when you do it heart-based, then, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You create magic. So, you know, that's all of these are really huge topics. I'm not real big on the little tips and tricks.
Right.
Because they're temporary at the best, and mostly they're manipulative, it just doesn't work for me. So,
yeah,
you know,
and I are both focused more on, you know, the deep internal transformation and work that opens up, like you say, not just the possibility for an amazing romantic relationship, but really opens up the possibilities throughout a woman's entire life.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and that's why I was attracted to what you were doing, because I don't say yes to everybody that, you know, that requests that I join them in whatever they're doing, you know, especially a telesummit. So, we're on the same page, definitely. And it's a journey. And if a woman hasn't done these kinds of things, this self-exploration, one thing I have noticed over the years in teaching workshops and seminars and coaching is once they see what can happen when you figure out, oh, look at how I react and respond every time that kind of thing happens to me, and then they figure out why it happens, and then they come up with a heart-based way to do it differently, It's like that's when magic starts happening and women go, I want more. I mean, who would not want more magic in their lives?
Right.
Really. So it's, you know, to me, it's the most marvelous adventure that a person can take, is this whole journey of self-transformation. And it's so empowering to know that, wow, like for me, I used to be so insecure, and when I decided I am tired of this, I'm so proud that I was able to go from that to how I am today and enjoying my life so much more. It's like night and day. It's very empowering.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I love that. So our topic today is five essentials for winning a man's heart forever. And I know that we've talked in some detail about three essentials for winning a man's heart. I'm wondering if you would be willing to share the other two.
Yeah, and I know we don't have time to go into great detail on them, but number four would be do the simple things that will keep him in love with you. And this whole relationship, I used to be just personal growth. That was it, you know. But when I wrote this book, Men Made Easy, spent a couple of years interviewing men. And they need so little. They really need very little for a woman to stay, for him to stay in love. And so that's one thing. And I will offer for your listeners to get a copy of Men Made Easy, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, because
that's fabulous.
I lay out the 12 secrets that I discovered about men, and it's basically how to keep a man in love with you. And it's not that hard. Men have read the book, and they just said, yeah. And I've had many come to me and say, oh, my God, if my wife and I had had this before, it would have saved our marriage. So that always breaks my heart. But I'll share that with we'll figure out a way to get that to your listeners. And then that's number four. Do the simple things that keep a man in love. And then number five is let him be a man. And this basically what I've learned, you know, in the modern, I'm old enough that I grew up before feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And during, I watched it all happen, and now after. And what I've noticed is with all the woman power and the girl power, and women can do everything, and a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, that kind of thinking, it's all throughout our culture today. I have a 45-year-old daughter, no, 46 this week, and she doesn't know anything but the feminist thinking. And so I'm real aware, and she's fortunately gotten my input over the years, and she's a very feminine woman. But so often what I see is women spend all of their time, 24/7, in their masculine energy. What's beautiful about women is we can go both ways. We can go into our masculine energy when we need to, and then we can be in our feminine energy. But the problem is because the world is so masculine right now, and women, when they go out into the workforce, they are in their masculine energy, and they need to be successful. But I really, really believe a woman, for her own good health, needs to come home and do some kind of ritual for her own well-being. And not, I mean, it will help her relationship and her love life, but for her own well-being is to get back into her feminine energy, because that's when we can heal and recharge. And if it's, I mean, I really recommend that you literally imagine that you've got this man's hat on your head, and you take it off and put it in a drawer, and then go do some ritual. If you come home and take a shower as soon as you get home, great. Do it as a ritual, not just a shower. It's a ritual to cleanse off the masculine energy, which you can put on the next day when you go back to work, but you want to be in your feminine energy. Put on sexy music and dance in your underwear. I call it panty dancing to get into your feminine energy. If you come home and have a glass of wine, do it as a ritual to, with each sip that you're taking, you're bringing back your feminine energy. And then that's what a man needs to be with. It just doesn't work when you're both masculine. You can only, you know, you can only have one set of gonads in a really successful relationship.
It just
isn't. Otherwise, men don't know what to do with it. They don't go into their feminine energy. They just know how to be men. So
right,
a woman needs to learn this art of slipping into, and I imagine, you know, like really sexy slip, which we don't wear anymore, but, you know, that's like silk, and it, you just lift your arms up, and some fairy godmother just slips it on, you know, and it just slides down the body like that. Just let the feminine energy come in that way, and then she gets to be relaxed. She gets to enjoy being a woman, and he gets to enjoy her being a woman, and she gets to enjoy his masculine energy. If she's in her masculine, she's in competition, and that will never, ever, ever allow the kind of relationship you and I are talking about to happen. So that's a
huge
one.
Yeah, that was so beautifully said, and I think it's so needed and so profound. And I think, you know, another thing that happens is, you know, we try to change. We, not only do women oftentimes, you know, have a difficulty shifting out of that masculine energy, but we also try to, you know, turn men into, you know, what might be called hairy women, right? We try to think or treat them like they're exactly like us.
Yes, and that can go any both of those essentials. You know, do the simple things that will keep him in love with you, and that is don't turn him into your girlfriend or a pet. I've seen relationships where, oh, my God, it's like, does she think that's her pet?
Right.
And, you know, and the man who sticks around is not someone that she respects. You know, we hear the conversations, the belittling conversations that women have about their guys and the eye rolling, all that stuff. That is not how you build a beautiful relationship. And,
right.
You know, just let him be a man. Encourage him to be a man.
Right. So, you know, I think these things are so significant and important, but they do sound like a lot of work, Kara. So what happens if a woman doesn't know about these five essentials or is unwilling to do what you're suggesting?
Well, I mean, I know it is a lot of work, but as I mentioned, that once you are willing to just, you know, stick your big toe in the water, you realize it's also a very fascinating thing to do. They call it personal growth work, but that just means you have to take some steps. The problem is if you don't, then you're going to continue to struggle. I mean, I see it all the time. And until, at the very least, if I boiled it all down to one thing, develop the ability to have heart-based interaction with your guy.
Mm.
If that's all you did, and that's, you know, that takes some figuring out to do that, and I'm getting rid of all the stuff, the triggers and whatever, that's where you end up with a beautiful relationship. You're in your feminine energy. You're not getting triggered. You're having communication that's heart-based. Hey, it works. But you need to learn how to do that. And the problem is, when you struggle and it never quite happens, at least not in the way that you want, you end up maybe finally getting in a relationship, but it's not really fulfilling, and it's, you're kind of resentful and frustrated. Then, or if you stay alone, you end up blaming men. And we've seen enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, eventually it just turns into bitterness. And nobody wants to end up being, you know, living the rest of their days bitter about men, about love, about relationships, because, you know, it's part of our culture. It's everywhere. When you're single and you go to a party and you're often the only single woman, which I remember those days, you can just enjoy being single and, you know, enjoy meeting people and interacting with old friends, or you can start getting bitter and frustrated that you don't have a guy.
Right.
So nobody wants to end up that way. That is not a way to live. You want to be glowingly in love with yourself no matter what your relationship status is. So I think that's the reason to do this work that we're talking about. It's about falling in love with oneself. And when that happens, the quality of every moment of your life is much, 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 much better. It becomes magical whether you have a man in your life or not. And that, to me, is the reason to do this kind of work, so that you end up living a magical life, no matter what your, you know, your relationship status is.
Yeah,
so.
It seems to me that as we're talking about this, you and I both feel very strongly about this kind of transformation, but it seems to me like I want to say, you know, what more important work could you possibly do in the world, because in your life, because this makes such a tremendous difference in the overall quality of your life. And I think there's this perception that, you know, relationships just, you know, happen completely effortlessly without any intention, you know, without any work. And, you know, that's not how it happened for me. You know, I had to go through a lot of very deep personal work to make it possible for me to create the relationship of my dreams. But was it worth it? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I think a lot of times, I know a lot of times, that women just think, well, the problem is the right guy hasn't shown up yet. It's not about the right guy. If you're not prepared and your light isn't shining and you don't have the heart-based communication skills, the right guy has probably shown up many times. And you just weren't in a position to be able to attract him, to create a relationship with that kind of man. So, and I mean, one of the complaints I get, and I should bring it up, women complain all the time, well, how come I have to do all the work? It's because men won't. That's the bottom line. Most men don't go near this stuff. Yeah, some men do. My guy, he's very open to personal growth and just gobbles it up because he loves learning this stuff from me because I've been at it for so long. And he's watched himself transform, but most men won't go near it. I mean, men commit suicide more than women do by a large degree. Most people don't know this because they're supposed to have all the answers and they're afraid to go to anybody, therapist or whatever, and admit they don't. So they kill themselves. They, you know, the wives and best friends say, I had no idea he was hurting that bad. So men won't. Women have to do this. And the reason to do this is because men will respond to the changes that a woman makes within herself. And so the man changes, but not because he did anything and not because she told him to do anything. He just responds to this new, beautiful, shiny woman that she's becoming. So, you know, that's how men change, is in response to the women. Like that, what was that movie, As Good As It Gets, when Jack Nicholson said to Helen Hunt, you make me want to be a better man.
Right.
That's what happens when women do these things. They do them for themselves. It has to be for themselves. It can't be, okay, I'll do this to meet a good man. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to just go, okay, I want to do this because I want to feel great about myself. I want to feel what it feels like to literally fall in love with myself. And as a consequence, I'm told that men will respond to me differently. I will attract a higher quality man with a bigger heart and more integrity and whatever else, maybe a bigger car. I doubt it. It's really, really, really worth it to do this stuff.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you. So I know, Kara, you have offered to make the listeners some special offers, and we're so thankful for that. Thank you so much for your generosity in sharing your wisdom and also in being willing to offer some additional tools and resources. And I'm guessing, based on our content today, that it does have to do with helping women prepare themselves for the kind of love and relationships that we've been discussing.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I wanted to offer is it's a free video series. And it basically teaches women how to have heart-based conversations, how to ask for what they want, and how to get their needs met. We have a lot of needs. You know, even if you're dating and you really, really like having the car door open for you, you know, you barely know the guy, but you really like that because it makes you feel, you know, like a woman.
Right.
And there are ways to ask for whatever you want at any level of, you know, of a relationship, whether you're just barely getting to know each other or you've been together for, you know, a billion years, There are ways to ask for what you want in such a way that it stays heart-based, even for the really tough topics. So I'll give you a link where you'll be able to, you know, share that with your listeners so that they can have access to this free video series. And then the other thing I really, you know, as I was preparing my notes for our conversation, I realized that it would be crazy for me not to make a special offer to those women who really are inspired to at least see what this self-transformation is about. And if they're already doing these things, they know how fascinating it is. So I have several online virtual workshops. One is that teaches women how to get very clear about what kind of guy she wants. Another is about how to get that inner light turned on, how to fall in love with oneself. I have a couple of workshops that, offer step-by-step ways to be able to do those things and to be able to get rid of those triggers, those overreactions that bite us in the butt every time it happens, to be able to figure out what they are, why they happen, and how to replace them. So we can't just say, I'm not going to do that anymore. We have to replace it with, okay, what's a better way to do it? Got to do that. So I'm going to put together a whole program that's just for you and your listeners at a much, 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 much reduced price so that they can take advantage of, you know, all these things that I offer. And it'll be, it won't be anything anyone can find on my website. They'll have to go through you. It's going to be special to your listeners. So.
That is wonderful, Kara. I want to let our listeners know that we'll be setting up a special page specifically for Kara's offers, and you will be able to access the things that she's speaking about by going to readyfortherightguy.com/Kara, and that's K-A-R-A. And so she and I, by the time you are listening to this, we'll have everything set up so that you can have access to these offers and gifts that Kara is so generously sharing with us today.
I also mentioned earlier in our conversation that, you know, it was like a spur of the moment. I have to offer a copy of an e-book of Men Made Easy. So that'll be linked on that page as well, and that's just be a free download.
I love that. Thank you for in the spur of the moment giving us something something additional. And you know, who doesn't want Men Made Easy? I want that right now. You know, even in a marriage, I sometimes need a manual for Men Made Easy, right?
Oh well, actually, I think it's more, you know, more married women or women in relationships have purchased it over the years, but it works for, you know, anybody. These are secrets you need to know about men, even for dad and brothers and your boss and your coworkers. It helps you be able to get more of what you want. That's the goal, because then they're happy.
Yeah, I love that. Well, this has just been fascinating and so interesting, and I know that our listeners have a lot to think about and to take away from the things that you've shared today. And I encourage you all to, you know, consider the things that Kara has shared and to experiment with these things in your own lives and on your own journey towards personal development and the relationship that you want. And I'm wondering, Kara, if you have any last thoughts, kind of final words as we begin to wrap up today.
Well, I think, you know, kind of the essence of everything that we discussed is become self-aware. You know, nothing can change until you know what needs to change. So, you know, just pay attention to how you feel, the reactions, responses you have, what you'd really like to be going on in your life, things that you might like to change about yourself, and just, you know, kind of create a little game plan. But one thing that I really want to emphasize is, you know, once we step on this path of determining what we'd like to change, these are old habits. Some of them are very deeply ingrained in our unconscious. You're never allowed to beat yourself up. You know, if we decide, okay, I am going to lose those 30 pounds, and that means I'm going to drink more water, and I'm going to, you know, eat better food, and I'm not going to do this and that. If you fall off the wagon, as they say, not to beat yourself up, it's like, oh, isn't that interesting? I wonder what caused me to, you know, not stay inspired to make those changes. Because it's about self-love, and if we're beating ourselves up, then we're going in the wrong direction. So it's, you know, continue to, you know, want to improve, pay attention to what needs to improve, and continue to love yourself, nurture yourself, do those things that make you feel good and beautiful from the inside out. And then the bottom line is, if you can be heart-based, meaning imagine talking and listening to people through your heart, everything will change and magic starts to happen when your life is heart-based.
I love that. That's really beautiful. So, Kara, I want to thank you so very much for sharing with us from your wisdom, and I felt that your presentation was very heart-based today, and we really appreciate your generosity.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be part of this. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much. And Kara and I also want to thank you as our participants for being here with us. We know life is busy and congratulate you for taking a stand for what you want in your life. And I just also wanted to quickly remind you that during the Ready for the Right Guide Global Telesummit, you will continue to have access to wisdom from over 20 love and relationship experts. And in addition to being able to listen to the live broadcast, you'll also be able to listen to replays for up to 48 hours after each interview. And yet, you know, knowing that life is busy and you may not find it in a week's period of time the opportunity to listen to all of the interviews live, I want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package and purchase the MP3 recordings of all of the interviews so that you can have them for your personal library, listen multiple times, and get maximum benefit from all of the wisdom that is being shared. And we are offering special event pricing of $97 for the VIP upgrade package, and that is available at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. And I want to thank you all so much once again for being here with us today, and again thank our special guest Kara O. And I look forward to having you with us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. And Kara and I are sending you much love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for the right guy. Bye-bye for now.